USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will likely vote on Wednesday to appoint Democratic lawmakers to serve as impeachment managers in a Senate trial weighing charges against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the schedule in a closed-door meeting in the Capitol Hill basement. Senate Republican leaders believe the trial could begin as early as next week. As far as what will happen during that trial, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, believes,
I think the outcome of this case will not be dismissal. It will be an acquittal.
Regarding witnesses being called, Cruz tells Fox News,
my view is if we call witnesses, it needs to be fair, it needs to be even-handed, it needs to respect due process.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says House Republicans are supporting the Iranians who are protesting their government. McCarthy hopes all Americans can come together to support freedom around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
As Democrats get ready to debate in Iowa Tuesday night, there's one less candidate running. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
Today I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15%.
The fires in Australia are threatening this year's Australian Open. A player in a qualifying match dropped to her knees in a coughing fit as smoke from the brush fires filled the air in Melbourne. The city has issued continuous public health warnings, but that hasn't stopped the matches to get into the first Grand Slam event. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many people in 2019 want to advance their careers into a place of leadership. However, like many things, the qualities that make a good leader can evolve over time. I had a chance to catch up with former Navy SEAL Jocko Willink. He's author of a new book titled Leadership Strategy and Tactics, Field Manual, and one of the things I asked him was why being a successful leader and managing people can be such a challenge sometimes.
Well, when you're in a leadership position, you're dealing with something called human beings. And human beings are very complex creatures. They're all different. They all have their own agendas and personalities that you kind of have to integrate into your plan to move forward. So dealing with a bunch of complex pieces and trying to put together that puzzle is a very challenging thing to do.
Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has fired general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch after a Major League Baseball investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series winning 2017 season. The Astros allegedly stole signs during home games of the 2017 World Series championship season by using a camera positioned in center field. Major League Baseball is also fining the team $5 million and taking away their first and second round draft picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts. The Boston Red Sox could also be in some hot water as they are also facing allegations of cheating. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.